verses we're going to read together. Psalms 123. Technical, help us to display so that we can read it together. Okay, let's open our Bibles while they are waiting for technical. To thee lift up my eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servant look unto the hand of the masters, and the eyes of the maiden unto the hand of the mistress. So our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he has mercy upon us. Verse 3. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our souls are exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. Verse 3 again. Let's read that verse 3 again. One to go. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled. The Lord wants us to pray this morning about the voice of mercy. I had something else planned, but yesterday the Lord just laid on my heart that because of one person here, or two people, you need mercy. The voice of mercy needs to speak to you. Somebody shout the voice of mercy. Come on, say it, say the voice of mercy. This voice is all over the Old Testament. At times we think that it's only New Testament that grace and mercy occurs. Right from the time of the law, right from even before the law, right from Adam and Eve, God would have killed them immediately when they sinned. But what? He made a way out. Even when there was no grace, in quotes, even when we have not entered the dispensation of grace, the mercy of God still located some people. How much more now? Somebody say, the mercy of God will locate me. Mercy has three characteristics. Number one, the mercy of God is unconditional. Somebody say unconditional. It doesn't matter what you have done. That's why he said, I will have mercy on. Let me be among the candidates of mercy. It is not dependent on your works. It is unconditional. I just want to be part of the people, the candidates that will say, I've received the mercy from the Lord. Somebody shout mercy. Somebody shout mercy. Number two, the mercy of God is everlasting. It doesn't stop with your father alone. Some of us, probably our grandfather, you've heard stories that, God helped your father, God helped your grandfather. But you think the good news about the mercy of God, it doesn't stop with one generation. He says his mercy is what? Everlasting. That mercy will locate your family today. I said the mercy of God will locate your family. Number three. The mercy of God is transformative. You experience the mercy of God, everything about your life transforms. It is unconditional. It is everlasting. It is transformative. On Friday, we talked about what is transformation. You remember? Transformation is moving from one thing to another. So transformation is moving from one form to another. Now, when you encounter the mercy of God, the kind of form, you know, some of us, we are wearing Katangwa dress. When the mercy of God, when you encounter it, when it locates you, the kind of your dressing will change. Do you understand? In fact, you may need to even employ someone to help you take care of your wardrobe, because the things in your head cannot be worrying about should I wear red shoe or black shoe. Transformation. Some of you, you've been driving Dalopi. Some of you, it is legacy's best you are driving. When the mercy of God locates you, it transforms your life. People that used to know you before, they've known you. You remember in our school days, when we want to abuse our friends, maybe he used to wear one blue shirt, and you know him that. So maybe this day, he did not wear that blue shirt. He said, ah, bros, why is that your faithful shirt? The shirt is so faithful that you know that this guy was wearing it. But when mercy locates the person, his dressing will change. Everything about your life will change. Mercy is transformative. Somebody shout mercy.
Mercy.
We're going to pray. I just want to receive mercy. Number one, this is the only condition to receive mercy. You must first acknowledge that you need it. You know, pride at times makes us to think that, oh, come on, fine. How many people need mercy here? Hey, don't form. We all see. I'm number one candidate on the list, on the need list of mercy. When mercy locates you, it doesn't matter if you know how to do it. I shared a testimony. Was it on Thursday, right? I shared a testimony about one brother in our church who went to meet, who just woke up that day. He's a teacher. And he just woke up that day to call one of his old friends in secondary school. They have a WhatsApp group. You know, there are some silent members of our WhatsApp group. That brother is a silent member. He never talks on the WhatsApp group. So he just said, this guy was my friend in secondary school. Let me call him this morning. And as he called him, he just something, you know, he's a reserved person, but something just put hand in his mouth. And he started asking, see, I need you to help me. He listed about 10 things, this and this and this. This is what I want you to do for me. You know what that brother said? That his friend. He said, out of these 10 things you listed, I've written down 8 to do for you.
Amen.
That I've been looking for you. I've been thinking of how I'm going to help you. Why? When we were in secondary school, that his friend, he lived with his stepmom. So he used to be maltreated. He would dress rough to school. He would not wear fine things. So everybody bullies him except this guy. So this guy is the only one that always supports him and said, don't mind them, there is greatness in you. That word, there is greatness in you. There is greatness in you. So that guy said, according to him, that word, that there is greatness in you, is what gets me. And made me pursue masters, made me pursue PhD. How many great things, how many good things have you told people that they've forgotten? It is mercy that brings it to their remembrance. There's a guy that used to say this to me. Where is he? Mercy. Somebody shout mercy. You need to receive mercy. You need to acknowledge the fact that you need it. Please, can you help me display that image? And we're going to pray after this. The image of the Ark of Covenant. And then this way we're going to pray. Chateka, can you help me, please? Wow. Okay, thank you. Now, this is how the Ark of Covenant is. This is how the Ark of Covenant is. Inside the box, okay, can you zoom it out? There are four things inside the box. There is the law of Moses inside this box. There is the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not. If you do this, you will die. Law of Moses, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, you will die if you do this. You spoke wrongly to your parents, they take you out of the city and stone you to death. There is the rod of Moses inside the ark. So it is all about rod. You are dead, you are killed. But watch this. On top of the ark, here, is the mercy seat. So that is what James was talking about when he says, mercy's glories over judgments. Mercy sits over judgment. Yes, you've done things that the rod supposed to flog you about, but there is mercy sitting. And look at it, on that same mercy seat, you can see that yellow thing is the Shekinah glory of God. So mercy glories over judgment. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what the enemy is accusing you of. Yes, the rod of Aaron was supposed to flood you. But what? Even in the Old Testament, mercy. Glory is over judgment. Somebody shout, I receive mercy. Say, I receive mercy. Say, I receive mercy. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. I receive the mercy. I'm a candidate of mercy. I receive mercy. The mercy of the Lord locates me. I receive mercy. I receive mercy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Ah, come on, what kind of amen? In Jesus' name we pray. Say in the name of Jesus. Say in the name of Jesus. Mercy separates me. See, when you are separated from others, people will just see you and want to help you. Mercy separates me from the crowd. Mercy separates me from my colleagues. Come on, begin to pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mercy separates me. 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 In the name of Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mercy separates me. Oh, I'm separated by mercy. I'm separated by mercy. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I know a miracle.
Message speaks.
Say, Lord, let your voice of mercy speak on my behalf. Let your voice of mercy, it's no longer that I am qualified. No, let your voice of mercy speak on my behalf. Come on, raise your voice and begin to pray. Begin to pray. Your voice of mercy speak on my behalf. Oh, let your voice of mercy speak on my behalf. Let your voice of mercy speak on my behalf. Oh, let your voice of mercy speak on my behalf. Let it speak. Oh, Mercy calls my name, say, Your mercy pulled me out. Mercy calls your name. Your mercy calls my name. Your mercy. Teaching them about global policy, they will look at it, okay, we can kill 1 million people to preserve 7 billion. That is how they are making them to think, look at the greater good. If just ordinary 1 million dies, and at the end of the day, 7 billion are preserved, that they are using people's lives, masters or PhD or whatever, they are using people's lives to do, let's look at it, may we not be among those who will have to die to prove a point. Mercy preserves. See, we're going to take the Holy Communion, and I really want you to take it with understanding. When they were to leave Egypt, I'm talking about the preservation. When they were to leave Egypt, God told them to eat. That was the institution of Passover. That was where it started. Eat the meat and put the blood on their lintel. Now, if they didn't put the blood on their lintel, the angel of destruction will have killed them. But what if they put the blood on their lintel and they didn't eat the meat? What will have happened? Now watch. The angel will not kill them because he sees the blood. But while they were going on a 40-year journey in the wilderness, they will have died. What you eat, it is what they ate that didn't make them feeble. They said they walked for 40 years and none was feeble among them. Nigeria is in the wilderness. You need to eat something that will preserve you. That will preserve you in this wilderness. See, may we not be among the sacrificial lambs. To prove the point that yes, it can work, but we just needed to sacrifice 200,000 people. I'm telling you, world, real life, world, global, planning and whatever. And it is those people that finish those courses that they appoint as special advisors. Some of them go to UN, some of them go to World Bank. They are the ones that make the policies for you. You just think that things are happening. No. Some people are behind who have been taught, who have been, whose mind has been shifted to brainwashed. I didn't want to use that word. But their minds have been shifted to think of the bigger picture. So they are not looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people here. They're looking at the bigger picture. Mercy preserves. Mercy preserves. Mercy preserves. During famine, the Bible said, told Elijah, go to the brook. You will drink from the brook. But he added something. A raven will come and feed you. Normally, a raven doesn't even feed his own child. His own offspring. The raven is so selfish. But what will make a raven come and feed a man? The Bible says, God said, I have commanded the raven. Command me. Oh, God is another. Lord, go and feed them. Even if in your organization, they don't promote people, they don't give it. You are only someone is only that we never pay normally. But in these kingdoms, ravens feed us. Even if you're a selfish person, those are some of the preservative. God used a raven to preserve Elijah throughout the famine. We're in a wilderness. Mercy preserves me. In this land, mercy preserves me. I am preserved by mercy. My family is preserved by mercy. Come on, begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Hey, I am preserved by mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus. I am preserved by mercy. I am preserved by mercy. In the name of Jesus. I am preserved by mercy. I am preserved by mercy. I am preserved by mercy. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved by mercy. Mercy preserved my family. Mercy preserved my family. Mercy preserved my family. Mercy preserved my family. Mercy preserved me. Mercy preserved me. In the name of Jesus, mercy preserved me. Mercy preserved me. Mercy preserved me. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy preserve me. Okay. also validates. What does it mean to validate something? To put a stamp where approved. Mercy validates. Mercy validates. You are not the only one in the world that does what you do. If you are a businessman, you are a creative artist, you are whatever you are doing, you won't be only you. In fact, you are not the first person to do it. But what makes your own to be preferred, than your own is validation. Mercy validates me. Mercy validates me. My skills are validated by mercy. My what you put in me, let mercy validate them. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Mercy validates me. 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 Mercy has an approval. Mercy approves me. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mercy approves me. I am validated by mercy. I am approved by mercy. I am approved by mercy. I am approved by mercy. In the name of Jesus, I am approved by mercy. In the name of Jesus, I am validated by mercy. I am approved 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 by mercy. Mercy validates me. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I am validated. I am validated. By mercy. By mercy. By mercy. By mercy. By mercy.
Oh,
Take all my issues.